School News Roll Call for Newport Mesa Unified features an article from Dr. Fred Navarro, superintendent, as follows. While our families were enjoying some beautiful Southern California weather this summer, Newport Mesa Unified School District facilities and maintenance crews were hard at work to ensure safe, clean, and beautiful facilities for students' return. Every year, maintenance and operation cleans and maintains more than 2 million square feet of building space and 13 million square feet of landscape and turf. This summer, they perform critical work at the school sites, including deep clean classrooms and carpets, replace carpet and flooring, repaint interior and exterior walls, seal coat and repair asphalt, repair concrete and sidewalks, restripe parking lots, field renovations, replace playground wood chips with synthetic turf, general maintenance repairs and inspections, preventative roof maintenance, preventative maintenance of air conditioning equipment. Additional work this summer included the installation of heating, ventilation, and air conditioning at 7 schools. It is anticipated all schools will have HVAC by 2021. Our district partnered with Southern California Edison in their school energy efficiency program to replace fluorescent lighting with energy-efficient lighting-emitting diode, LED lighting. This program provides more than $700,000 in incentives from SCE and an anticipated annual electricity savings of more than $100,000. Corona Del Mar High School, renovation of 2 sports fields at Corona Del High is underway and includes the 2 lighted synthetic sports fields, one with a rubber track, bleachers for setting up to 664 spectators, scoreboards, fencing, gates, and improved pathways. It is anticipated the project will be completed by 2020 graduation. Estancia High School 50-meter pool. Construction is currently underway for the installation of a new 50-meter pool and support facilities at Estancia High School. The 2-phase project includes construction of the pool itself, currently under construction, and the additional improvements such as locker rooms, concessions, and surrounding spaces. To learn more about these projects, please visit the Construction Projects website. To learn more about our maintenance and operations program, including custodial grounds and energy programs, please visit the Maintenance and Operation website. This concludes Dr. Navarro's article. We at School News Roll Call urge you to read this issue in its entirety to learn what is happening in your school district and on your school campus.